For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A Pennsylvania grand jury report about those girls and boys allegedly sexually abused by Roman Catholic priests and six dioceses says that the real number of victims could actually be in the thousands. The report found a huge cover-up going all the way to the Vatican. State Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
The cover-up was sophisticated, and all the while, church leadership kept records of the abuse and the cover-up.
Notre Dame theologian Candida Moss.
It's going to be very damaging. The scale of this thing suggests that all of the explanations that it was a few bad apples that were actually responsible for these crimes, that explanation was just false. We're talking about hundreds of priests, we're talking about thousands of people complicit in covering up their abuse and therefore enabling sexual abuse of children.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Italian officials have raised the death toll to at least 26 after a section of a bridge collapsed in Genoa along the country's northwest coast. The accident happened during a time of high traffic and during a torrential rainfall. When the bridge gave way, the vehicles that were going across it plunged 300 feet to the ground below, and they were then crushed by the debris. Also, there were buildings underneath the bridge, and they too were smashed from the concrete and asphalt. The battle between President Trump and former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman keeps going. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The fact is the president's an equal opportunity person that calls things like he sees it. He always fights fire with fire, and he certainly doesn't hold back on doing that across the board.
Omarosa, promoting a new book, has called the president a racist and has been releasing secretly taped conversations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Police in Utah now say a plane crash was not an accident. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Authorities say 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud stole a small plane and purposely crashed it into his own house in Payson, Utah on Monday morning, just hours after he'd been arrested at that address on a domestic violence charge. A Payson police spokeswoman says while Yaud died in the crash, his wife and son, who were in the home at the time, were able to get out safely.
You know, we have a destruction of property and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Jocelyn Yaud, was coming to her father's defense.
He's not this person that's being portrayed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors are now pressing charges in the death of an unarmed man whose videotaped shooting in a store parking lot has revived debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The victim's father, Michael McLaughlin, hopes for justice in the shooting death of his son.
I'm very happy that the state attorney did take a good look at the tape and made the correct decision on arresting Michael Draker. Again, I know this is going to be a long road, so we are up for the task, and we just hope for a good outcome at the end.
47-year-old Michael Draker had confronted the victim's girlfriend about being parked in a handicapped accessible space when a fight broke out, McLaughlin pushing Draker to the ground and Draker pulling out a gun and shooting him in the chest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.